right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is a state representative and candidate for the I was going to say the United States Senate, but we don't want to move it too far.
We're talking about Lieutenant
for Lieutenant Governor, Mr. David Bowen. You know, man. Let's talk a little bit about you have talked about why you're running for Lieutenant Governor. You think it's an important position, and that you can bring all of these talents and experiences. How does that position work in a working with the governor? I mean, how important is that in correlation to the governor?
And I actually like the fact that.
And can there be a Republican lieutenant governor and a Democratic governor?
In the state of Wisconsin, you can't. It's a unified ticket. So if the governor wins, the lieutenant governor automatically wins that is on the ticket with them. But I think I like the fact that it is a creative position. It is a position that can be filled in to especially carry the agenda of the governor, but also focus on a number of different issues that sometimes might not get as much shine, might not get the light of day as much, but is a platform that can definitely champion the needs and the requests that people of the state of Wisconsin need, especially the most urgent ones. As we talk about the issues that people are concerned with today, we're talking about the economic ladder. We're talking about protecting our democracy, make sure that voices are engaged rather than stifling those voices from being able to participate in choosing the direction of their communities and solutions, and then protecting our environment. It's about highlighting those things that we know that if we don't do them, people are going to suffer and people will get hurt.
So traveling all over the state, it's a big state, and to represent just the thought of representing people from across the entire state and moving physically across the state, that's part of the job, right? I mean, you
absolutely
have to be all over the state. You're up to that?
Absolutely. I've done it before. So I got a taste of that as vice chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And I love it. You know, I love people, and I love the chance to be able to engage folks on things that I'm passionate about, things that I care about. So that part is fun to me. As you said, I'm not I'm not the young man that you've seen. So I've been able to actually grow in my experience rather than just throwing myself into the belly of the beast and not being prepared for it. This is about ensuring that the future of our state has leaders that actually will listen to people, that will champion the things that they need.
So what's your thought process on education in this state, the different modes of education? Whether or not you think we invest enough money on the state level in education. What are your thoughts?
K-12 education in Wisconsin and post-secondary traditionally have always been invested in by decades of leaders in the legislative and executive branch level. Recently, we've seen a falling away of the especially the two-thirds commitment we always would have to our K-12 system, the significant amount of dollars that were committed from the state to our tech colleges and our UW system. And now is the time to double down. And you know, I love doubling down on things that work. That's a bet I'm willing to make. If you invest into our systems, into our young people, into our workforce, they will be able to benefit by being able to grow into areas of our economy so that they can help reduce that brain drain that we have, because we're seeing folks leave our state, especially from my generation, and pursue hotter pastures, not greener. It's hotter in Texas. It's hotter in North Carolina. It's hotter in Georgia and in Florida. But, you know, Wisconsin has some great things going for us. And if we're able to continue to show that you can get access to training, education, and opportunity in our workforce and in our economy, many folks will still call Wisconsin home.
Well, what about the attack on public education, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but across the state? Public education is under assault. What are your thoughts?
Teachers are doing God's work right now. And if anyone that witnessed what educators had to deal with during the pandemic, and some of them on the drop of a dime were expected to be able to make a transition to virtual learning, nothing short of amazing. We need to support our educators. We need to support our schools wholeheartedly. We no longer can just piecemeal our way of trying to expect good opportunities and good outcomes coming out of our schools rather than investing in them on the front end and embracing some creative approaches to keeping students in the classroom, making sure that they get access to the supports that they need. And, you know, right now in special education, Wisconsin is still behind on the amount of funding that we should be investing in special education funding levels. We have a ways to go. The food that we are feeding our students can be a lot better. And as a very strong agriculture economy state, we should be able to get more farm to table programs for our school districts so that the freshest, most nutritious food could be accessible to our students.
You know, I want to talk about family supporting jobs on the state level. Mm-hmm. The state struggles with, you know, great family supporting jobs. You know, when I was a young man, there I go again. When I was a young man, there were you know, state family supporting jobs all over the state.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Wisconsin was one of the strongest when it came to that. And so people all over this country, I mean, all over the state, were able to live a middle class, strong middle class lifestyle. Is it over? I mean, it's not happening for the most part now. Is there a possibility that there can be changes and that we can get back to a point where Wisconsin is still a strong manufacturing state, but nowhere near what she was before?
I think we can still get back to that. And if you look at the numbers under President Biden's tenure, people's incomes are rising. People's wages are rising. We need to be able to pay people more so that they can sustain their families. And there is a balance to be able to do that. People need access to areas of the economy that are growing the most. And they need access to some of the forefront jobs for the 21st century so that they can be a part of this transition. And we're experiencing that in manufacturing. We're going from some of the traditional manufacturing to high tech manufacturing. And our communities, our workforce needs to be able to transition with that. So we have to make those investments. I think we need less Foxconns, though, you know, less pie in the sky dreams of just pouring Wisconsin money into a company and expecting them to create outcomes rather than finding the entrepreneurs and the businesses that are already committed to the state of Wisconsin.
I'm wondering
and
if
giving
it's
them
that
the resources
easy
they need
to read my mind. But I was just going to bring up Foxconn. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. State Representative David Bowen is a candidate for the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. We'll be right back.